So first off, I just want to congratulate you on all your success. I started listening to you shortly after your first album came out, and it's just amazing to, you know, see your career take off like it has.
Thank you very much. It's very nice.
Yeah, no problem. So I want to know, was music, has that always been your passion, or did you kind of have another career in mind?
Well, not actually. It came really late, you know. It came when I was about, like, 18 years old. But before that, I did an art school in Paris.
Okay.
And I really wanted to be a graphist, actually. And music came much, you know, much after.
When did you actually decide to actually pursue music, you know, as a serious career?
Well, I was doing a lot of opening acts in France for other artists, you know, just for, you know, to during the weekend and stuff. And actually, I really enjoyed it because I'm a really, you know, introvert and inside person. And the stage really, it was kind of a therapy for me.
Sure.
To go on stage. And I really loved it. So I just wanted to make more music, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. So who were some of the people you were listening to, like, growing up? What were some of your musical influences?
Well, it was really, it was quite classic. When I was 6 years old, I was listening to Bob Marley on repeat, actually, and the Beatles, the White Album. And after I discovered, when I moved to the Congo, I discovered African music, actually. And so I was listening to Fela Kuti, Musangare, they are like Nigerian and Malian artists. And then I came back to France and I was listening to a lot of hip-hop and like electronic music, so I tried really to mix everything that I like together to make my own sound.
Awesome. So I know that Miriam Makeba is obviously a huge influence of yours as well. Can you tell me a little bit, for those who don't know, just why is she, you know, this huge iconic figure, and then what does her music mean to you?
Well, for me, my mother was listening to her since I was born, so I really grew up with her songs, and for me, she's a real, you know, she's a real part of my musical life.
Yeah.
And when I grew up, I discovered more and more about her conviction, about human rights fights in her own country, in South Africa. And I realized that a lot of my friends actually didn't know who she was. And I felt really sad because there are so few female figures in the music industry.
Right.
And for me, she's one of the greatest, so I wanted everybody to know her.
That's great, yeah. And I mean, I didn't know about her either until I started listening to your music, obviously listening to the song Makeba, so I, you know, did a lot more research in her, and I've grown to really like her music as well, so I want to thank you for introducing me to her.
Cool. Yeah, great.
So I saw you in Chicago a couple years ago when you were at the Subterranean, and I think that was your first time actually touring in America. What was that experience like? And then how is that different when you're, you know, performing back home in France or maybe somewhere in the UK?
Well, I love to tour, you know, in little venues outside of my own country because I get the feeling that people that come to my show are searching for another kind of music, another kind of pop music, not only American music, but more world pop music. And so there's a lot of curiosity
sure.
I find in the audience in the States, and that's what I really like. But people are, you know, that come to my show are really open-minded and want to discover something that they are not used to.
So I know you're going to be in the U.S. again in a few weeks, and you're doing Coachella. Are you pretty excited for that?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I've heard about Coachella since a long time, so it's going to be fun. And I'm excited also to see other show from other artists.
So I want to talk about your latest album, Soldier, which is a little bit different than Zanica. Can you talk about the inspiration behind the album?
Well, actually, Soldier is the is like the chapter two, you know, of Zanaka. Zanaka was about my childhood in the Congo, and Zanaka is more about my teenage time in Abu Dhabi and Paris. So I think these two albums are really working together. You can listen to the second one just after listening to the first one, and I really wanted to make like something coherent between these two albums. So for Soldier, for example, it's my influences from my 18 years old to my 26 years old. So it's much more about hip-hop music and electronic music and Arabic sound also.
Yeah, I get that. And then do you have any ideas for like a chapter 3?
No, I think on the chapter, there's not going to be a chapter 3 actually. I really want to, like, I get the feeling that I told everybody about my childhood now, and I want to go further on the future for the next one.
I'm looking forward to whatever you're doing next. I love hearing your music, and it was great talking with you.
Well, thank you really much.
Absolutely. You have
and
a good
I
day.
To see you soon. Thank you.
Thanks, Jane.